Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering, and finally, we have some clarity.
On April 19th, Patriots Day, the general public will become eligible to be vaccinated here in the Commonwealth.
That is Governor Baker earlier today, delivering the news that so many across the state have been waiting for. And essential workers, those age 60 or over, are eligible starting March 22nd. WBUR Senior Statehouse reporter Steve Brown was there today, joins us now. Welcome back, Steve.
Thanks, Tiziana.
So for our hungry listeners, there's a whole series of dates. Lay it out for us. What news did the governor deliver?
Okay, get ready to circle some dates on your calendar. Starting this coming Monday, that's March 22nd, everyone 60 years or older is eligible for the vaccine. Also in that group, qualified essential workers. Think grocery store employees, transit workers, and the like. They're all eligible. That's as of March 22nd. Fast forward 2 weeks, Monday, April 5th, that will be open to people 55 and older, as well as anyone who has one qualified medical condition. And finally, 2 weeks after that, as we just heard the governor say in the opening bite there, April 19th, Patriots Day, everyone in Massachusetts above the age of 16 is eligible to be vaccinated, regardless of age, job, or medical condition.
So I'm not going to lie, this feels like good news, Steve. You have covered these pressers more than a year now throughout this pandemic. Was the vibe different today, hearing this news and with the Baker team presenting it?
Sure, there definitely was a change in tone. Remember the past couple of weeks as folks competed for a limited number of vaccines? The governor was really frustrated with the feds because there was no indication that the state would see increases in its weekly allotment. He seemed more optimistic following a conference call yesterday when the feds indicated vaccine production is ramping up. And because of that, he feels they can now safely put out this schedule of when people will become eligible.
All right, you just made reference to the fact that people were competing for a limited number of vaccines. So we know, already hard to get appointments. Can the state handle the kind of increased demand that's going to come with opening this up to everyone over the age of 16 in Massachusetts?
They seem to think that they can, so long as the number of vaccines keeps increasing. The governor said all along the infrastructure for giving out the shots is there. There are over 200 places around the state where you can go get the vaccine. It was just the lack of an adequate supply to meet the demand that was out there that created the logjam we've had for the past month or so.
Although I do want to note, it's not as if supply has quadrupled from last week to this week. We are still in a limited phase, right?
Sure, they're ramping it up. I think just a quick back of the envelope count that I saw, this looks like about 35,000 more first doses this week over last week. So, that's considerable. 35,000 people, it's more than the number of people that live in my town.
And to that point, Steve, do we know, did you hear anything about how long it could take to get vaccines to everyone who wants one?
They don't know exactly, since they don't know how many people who have been eligible have been putting off getting a shot for one reason or another. They do expect to pass a milestone within the next 24 hours, and that is 1 million people fully vaccinated in Massachusetts. The governor ultimately would like to see more than 4 million vaccinated, but they didn't pick a date. But just, reading the tea leaves here, I would think that, by May, June, everybody, and there'll still be stragglers. There'll be stragglers
right,
probably all through the summer. But the vast majority, again, provided that vaccine supply keeps coming, by the summer, everybody should be vaccinated.
I feel like I should have a bubble over my head that just everywhere says, provided the vaccine supply keeps coming, like that's going to be the critical factor. Okay, so that was obviously the big focus of today's press conference, but the governor said some other things too. What else did you hear?
Yeah, you know, don't let up on those other things that we've been doing. Mask wearing, hand washing, and of course, social distancing. Even as more people are getting vaccinated, he doesn't want anybody to let up on those things. He continued to talk about the importance of getting tested as vaccine rollout continues.
We think it's really important for people, if they have concerns, to continue to get tested. It's a big part of how everybody can continue to do their part to keep themselves, their friends, their families, and their neighbors safe while we work through vaccination programs here and across the Commonwealth to put this virus behind us.
Now, another news item that the governor touched upon was a surprise increase in the number of doses being sent by the federal government.
We've said many times that we don't count it till it shows up in Tiberias. But the projections that the feds put out on the call yesterday were, especially with respect to J&J, which I've been talking about for a long time, were really encouraging, both for the very end of March and for the month of April.
Steve, that is really striking because just last week we heard sound from the governor sounding very angry about lack of supply and timeline, and he called out J&J then too.
Sure. Today he said that they got this surprise announcement that they're getting 8,000 single-dose J&J shots this week. You know, last week they were saying don't expect anything from J&J until April. Today is the middle of March.
So how quickly things change. Any idea? We are also in the middle of reopening. Any relationship there? Any idea how this timeline with the vaccines could impact our reopening?
Well, it seems more than the vaccine timeline. The state's going to be paying close attention to those other metrics that they've been following all along, infection and hospitalization rates. If those continue to trend downward, more reopening or easing of restrictions will take place. It's possible as more and more people get vaccinated, the infection and hospitalization rates will go down even further. So there's some cause and effect there. But they can't say anything right at this point, but it's heading in that direction. Things will be opening up as those infection rates continue to drop.
And did the governor get any questions for the questions about equity concerns, or did he address any further the equity concerns that have been raised over the vaccine rollout?
Yeah, the administration announced that the state will provide more financial support to municipalities and community health centers to connect with those hard-to-reach communities. Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutter said that the state received a $27.4 million grant from the CDC. Now, of that, $4.7 million is going to go directly to municipalities and local boards of health in 20 different communities. They can use that to set up more vaccine clinics. Another $4 million is going to go to outreach and education, and $10.6 million will fund direct services such as appointment registration assistance, transportation to vaccine clinics, mobility assistance, medical interpretation, or whatever is needed to be delivered by community-based organizations.
All right, for 30 seconds or so, Steve, I just want to talk politics. There has been a lot of criticism aimed at Governor Baker over the bumpy rollout in the last several weeks. How has it affected? He had stratospheric popularity early in this pandemic. Has that changed, and is he concerned?
He's not letting on that any of that criticism is bothering him. His job approval ratings have gone down without a doubt, but so have the approval ratings of many other governors around the country. His numbers were so high, so there's a lot of room for it to drop. So that poll released by Channel 5 and UMass yesterday showed that he would still beat a long list of potential Democratic challengers, but that election is still more than a year and a half away.
And with that is WBUR senior statehouse reporter Steve Brown. Steve, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Tiziana.